Hey, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, situated on the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Excuse me. I've got nasty weather and rusty tones here in the studio to play and just chat. They're going on a Vancouver Island tour later this week. Every time I go on air, I have this little, like, seized in my chest feeling of, like, oh, God, we're on air. So I'm already, like, nervous, and I'm already, like, feel like I don't know what I'm talking about. But let's just go with that. That's kind of the mood of the show. I've got... Yeah, just, like, I don't know what I'm doing, and that's the theme. Here's the theme song. I hope you enjoy it. So I want to give you a proper introduction. Sitting to my left is Rusty Tones, Vancouver legend.
You.
Sitting to my right is Nasty Weather, Nasty with an I, so you can find it. Another legend and just like both beautiful songwriters. I'm thrilled to have you here. This is a big deal for me. And you're going on tour. Tell me about it.
Well, we're heading out. We're starting on Sunday, the 26th. We're going to start in Victoria. We're going to play a show at Vinyl Envy. And then, yeah, we're making our way to Nanaimo at the White Room, Courtney at Gladstone Brewing. We're going to go to Denman and then finally cap it off with playing at Quadrapalooza on Quadra Island.
Which nice. Is mm-hmm. Quadrapalooza. That's mm-hmm. fun.
Quadrapalooza.
Get your ticket.
How long is that festival? How big is that?
It's a small festival. They have, I think, one stage running through the whole weekend.
It's 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a full weekend, just one stage. Good people.
And workshops. Yeah. Lots of really cool workshops.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be like a relaxing way to end your tour, or is that just going to be like overkill by that point?
I can't say for certain. I haven't been there in a couple years. I wouldn't say it was relaxing last time I went. It was a lot of fun, though. But I think I might just find time to go just enjoy some of the quieter Quadra vibes while we're there as well. There's lots mm-hmm. going on around there that's not necessarily festival feeling. So
yeah.
Take some time.
It's nice when your festival is in a place where you can take a break.
Yeah.
You can get out of there if you need to.
Mm-hmm. Go get some water.
Cool. Why Vancouver Island? Like, why do you like playing on the island? And I love it too. I grew up there. I grew up playing shows there, and there's a very unique quality to the shows there. But what draws you to it?
I love Vancouver Island. I moved there as a preteen. I really like that. Pretty much with any small towns. I like that there's not always something happening there. So when you do go and play a smaller town, people tend to get a lot more excited. We're very, like, spoiled here in Vancouver, and often in the shows you'll have people with their arms crossed and toe-tapping. But on the island, I feel like, people just get more excited because they don't get to see stuff all that often, right? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And I love, like, all the, like, freaky, awesome older folks that I get to meet there.
Yeah, it is like a really different kind of crowd.
Yeah, for me, I grew up in Kelowna, and I was born in Vancouver, and pretty much bounced back and forth between those two places up until my earlier 20s when I finally moved out to the island, and I realized how good that place was for my mental health. Living by the ocean was just created such a change in me, so I'm always seeking opportunities to go back. What?
I think we actually met in Tofino. We were trying to, we were just trying to talk about where we met, but I think actually we met in Poolside.
In the lobby, you were saying that you met in Paris?
Well, we linked up in Paris 2 years ago, but we met each other years ago.
Poolsland.
I was living in Poolsland at that time, but I'm not sure if I came across you first on that tour or whether it was in Poolsland. But I've run into you. You just seem to, like, appear out of nowhere whenever I leave town. You're just like, there's Renee.
This is true. I've been told that a lot. I'm everywhere at once.
Yeah.
And I shapeshift, so.
Yeah, you just, like, peel back the cloak of the night and just appear.
I've noticed that about you, too. Like, I never really, like, know where to find you, but every once in a while you just sort of show up, and it's a real magic night.
It's always at the perfect time.
Oh, you guys. That's nice.
I don't even know where to begin because there's... I'm a fan of both of your music, and it's there's so much that I want to ask you about. Maybe I'll start with you, Rusty, just because the uncertainty of when you guys met is maybe like leading into the first question I have. You have a song on your Bandcamp. I think it's rustytones.bandcamp.com. Is that
correct?
Right?
Correct.
A song called Certainly, or rather like ..
Yes.
And I wondered, for some reason that just really popped out at me, and I really liked the lyrics of your songs, and I wanted to ask you, like, what does certainty mean to you, or are there some things that to you are just like, that's a for sure thing, or is everything uncertain? What do you think about when you're using that word, and why do you use it?
Interesting. I guess I never really thought about why I use that word. It was more just like, the lyrics for the chorus of that are, certainly don't get you, but you do get to me. So it's like, I definitely don't understand what you got going on, but somehow it's affecting me, and that sucks. That's what that song is about. But is anything certain? Probably not.
Kind of uncertain about it.
I'm pretty uncertain about anything being certain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we're probably in some sort of matrix, but then we got to go into a whole other realm of conversation for that.
Well, I like that it's the first song on the album, and that, like, that seems like a good place to start, is certain or uncertain, and, like, just thinking about that.
Well, when I was going through, basically, I recorded, that was my first kind of, like, solo thing. I've been in a number of bands, and it was my first time doing something that I wanted to do fully by me. And the first line to that is, give me something that I can trust. And I had been feeling let down a lot by a bunch of different people. And I'm like, no, like, I'm going to put that out there. And I think you get a lot of strength out of your vulnerability. And I think that's where, from the feedback that I've got, people have been really pleased with it because they can connect with it through that vulnerability, which is terrifying at first when you let yourself out there like that.
I always find it really hard writing lyrics to say anything definitive, like to say anything that I feel certain about, because I don't really feel certain in general.
I really respect that in people. These are the kinds of people that I'm seeking out, is people who kind of avoid too much certainty, because it means they're always keeping an open mind to possibilities outside of what's seeming to them, and I appreciate that.
Do you ever think about that when you're writing songs too? Are you thinking about the things that you know or the things that you don't know, or are you trying to get out any advice?
I am constantly thinking about that. It's constantly a battle in my head about what is just within me and what's actually happening externally. Like, it's a huge theme for me. So I tend to try to avoid using certain terms unless I'm being ironic. And I'm trying to make a statement of all the times that I felt so sure that something was happening a certain way, that somebody was thinking in a certain way when they acted, or, and then just over time getting a different perspective on it, and it can tend to look like something completely different than what I thought it was. So the older I get and the more experiences I have, the more I try to avoid using absolute terms, and the less I tend to trust people who do.
Yeah, I think about that a lot working here, because, like, and I try to bring this up, I'm going to try to bring this up more and more as I head into the future of, like, being a radio show host, my uncertainty makes me really uncomfortable. It makes me really hesitant. Mm-hmm. And in having a job like this, there's, you know, we have mandates and we have sort of a shared vision of what we want to do as a team. But I feel like every step of the way I'm going to have to, like, keep reminding people, like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. And I am a very privileged person in a position of a lot of power and a lot of creative control at this station. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a human. Like, I'm making mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
So I really, like, fret a lot about, like, oh God, like, how can I make any decision here? Because, like, it's, you know, who am I?
Yeah. You gotta have a backbone.
Yeah. Having a balance.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But I don't want to have a backbone.
Well,
I want to be as flexible as possible.
Yeah, I try to avoid making decisions a lot too. But at the end of the day, you kind of also have to have an acceptance for uncertainty, and that you still have to be able to make decisions to move forward in life. And you're not going to necessarily know if you're doing the right thing or what it's going to look like over time. But you just have to do it.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge.
You have to trust life's process.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Because it's like when people say, do you want kids? And I'm like, of course. Well, not of course, but yes, I would love children. But it doesn't really matter if I want them or not. They're either going to come or they're not.
Right.
And that's trusting life's process.
Right.
So, you know, that can be, I find that a source of comfort.
Yeah. Mm.
It's really great to get to a point where the thing that really frightened you is now a comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is scary. Mm-hmm. It's scary. The unknown is scary, but it's, you know, what else is there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
On that note, do either of you feel like playing a song, or should we leave that for a little bit? We can come back to that if you like.
What do you think?
Well, do we have any other songs to be played by super cool, hot, new artists?
For sure.
Of the times?
Yeah, I've got lots of new stuff that I want to play. Why don't I put on a song by Fine from Nanaimo.
Oh, my God.
And I want to talk them up a little bit just because
they're
like,
so
I think
good.
They are so good. They're amazing songwriters. But I also think that I know that Fine is a pretty common band name. There's a lot of bands called Fine. So if you need to find them,
Fine.
They are fine.bandcamp.com, but Fine is spelt with four I's. Fine.
Oh.
And their album is called Thanks for Asking, and it's brand new. I don't even know yet what I want to play from it. I'm just looking at it because every song on here is a real gem.
It's nice to know you can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, here's Fine with Love Puke.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that was Fine from Nanaimo with a song called Love Puke. Yeah, just a really special band. Check them out if you get the chance. They just put out this album. I'm sure they'll be playing a lot. I'm here in the studio with Nasty Weather and Rusty Tones, who are going on tour on Vancouver Island later this week. Yeah, thank you again for being here, coming all the way out to UBC, surrounded on all sides by luxury properties. I'm starting a new segment on my show where I do ads. you can't have a community building organization without some, dubious corporate relationships. So this episode is brought to you by Big Milk. Big Milk, get strong and dominate others. Cheers. Thanks for giving us your support, Big Milk. So
not
we had
actually for humans.
No. Get to the top of the heap with your big, strong, milky muscles. We had a game of, you two had a game of rock, paper, scissors a minute ago to decide who has to play the next song. How are you feeling? Like,
I've never lost a game of rock, paper, scissors quite like that before, but I do feel like I lost.
Yeah, that was a real twist.
Which I guess means I'm playing.
So you lost.
Yeah. Loser gets to play a song.
Oh, maybe I'll just give me a minute and I'll move the mic around to you.
Sure, sounds good. I'm trying to decide if I should play something off the album I just released. I just put out an EP on Saturday.
Yeah, you did.
Which was a super fun time. But I think since I've been playing a lot of those songs lately and they are now recorded and more easily available, I'll play something else for now. And this song is, I've played it a lot of different ways before. This song, like a lot of my songs, are just about feeling really deeply, being a really sensitive person, facing a lot of depression, but also not necessarily always seeing that as a bad thing. Yes, it comes as a struggle, but also finding the beauty in feeling so deeply and how that kind of opens the gates for you to be able to feel really good things deeply too and just not be closed off. Its working title is Heart. So full that it's heavy, Lord, it's so heavy that it aches. Oh, and it aches so bad, it must be bursting, and it can burst if it can't break. Oh, that creature so wild, you can't tame it. You can't contain what you don't know. Oh, but you can treat it kind, give it a reason why it should follow you home. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, 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 ooh. So you can get to work on that good life, stick your last to what you're told. But you were born in the house that oppression built, that don't make it your home. so taken. Power in that you can name it. Don't make it a thing that you know. Oh, all the words in this whole world won't describe what that creature holds. Ooh, 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 ooh. Did you ever think it was the shadow that cast your doubts? Now you got a wolf on your bedroom door. You cast a blade, you cast it out. Now you got a wolf on your bedroom door. You cast a blade, you cast it out. So my heart's so full that it's heavy, and Lord, it's so heavy it aches, and it aches so bad it must be bursting, and it can't burst if it can't break.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, thank you. That was Nasty Weather on CITR 101.9 FM. I don't know how you feel about this, but when I perform, pretty much any time, I get really, really shaky. Like, I get really, like, self-conscious and just, like, really something physical just sort of, like, takes over. And I want to thank you for being here and performing live, because like that feeling is such a vulnerable feeling, and to like share it with people publicly is so special, and it means so much to people. So,
yeah, I really appreciate that. I used to when I would like go to open mics and stuff. I haven't been performing for very long, but if I was ever publicly speaking or trying to play, I would get like full body shakes that would be visible from the back of the room. People could see me convulsing, and it would come through in my voice. And I still get that, not the way that I used to. Like, you just kind of play through it. But something that I like is that often in my singing, I'll find that I have intentionally maintained a bit of the warble that used to happen involuntarily. Mm. And it's just like a little piece of that. I'm still shaking right now, but but yeah, thank you for having us here. It's really nice.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yeah.
I always feel like if it wasn't just music that did that to me, like anytime I had to confront somebody or if I had gotten into an argument,
totally.
I would just like it felt like my body was shutting down, and I would shake, and I wouldn't be able to speak very articulately, and I would like stammer, and I think it comes at moments when you feel incredibly vulnerable to the point where your body's like, well, I'm not used to this. What do we do with this?
Yeah, it's like a fight or flight mechanism.
Right.
Nothing a good poop can't fix.
Wise words.
It's full of
get that shit out.
Get it out.
Oh, excuse me for swearing. I have the worst habit with this. I keep, yeah. Technically, we're not supposed to swear for, you know, to set a good example. I think poop is fine. Kids use the words poop. That's appropriate.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, speaking of love puke. That's all. I don't have anything to say.
You don't need to qualify that statement. That's great.
Rusty, how are you feeling? Do you feel like playing a song, or should we come back to that?
You got some more hot new wax there lined up on your turntable, Mr. DJ?
Rusty came into my office and saw Spesh Pep had been recently added to the CITR library.
So good.
And you requested a Spesh Pep song, let's do that. Yeah. Great local band. This is from an album called Like a Volcano.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Hey, we're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Nasty Weather and Rusty Tones live in the studio on Chaotic Music Meetings. Yeah, you can just take a guess at which one that was. Yeah, thank you for being in here and performing and just being vulnerable. And
thank you for having us.
That was Rusty Tones, who's got a guitar. Are you feeling like you've got a song ready to go?
I've got all the songs all the time.
Great.
Never not ready.
Which is funny, because I have a song called Not Ready. But I'm not going to play that one.
Okay.
Oh, I guess we should move around some microphones.
There we go. We'll get you started.
Moving around. Microphones, moving around microphones with Miles and Nasty Weather. So, Miles and I, we were saying how cool it is that when we see each other, we get each other's songs stuck in our heads. And I guess this is the one that he had for me. And I said, oh, I'm going to play that. So, here's the one.
This has been in my head all summer.
Aww. It's not easy, it's simple, it's not easy, it's all clear. Doing my best to be simple. Find someone else to use. What a fucked up thing to do, to be just passing through, to be just passing through. I play the
Bravo. Yeah, that's Rusty Tones on Chaotic Music Meetings.
Chaotic Music Meetings.
Yeah, rustytones.bandcamp.com, although that song is not released yet, right?
No.
Yeah, when's that coming out?
Not sure. Planning on recording again in the fall.
Nice.
Which is soon. So excited.
And you recorded your last album, the one that's on Bandcamp, with, well, it was mastered by Jordan Koop and recorded by Chris Thompson from Fine, who we just played.
Yes.
That's really cute.
He's the best.
He's a good dude.
If you guys need to get recorded in a cool place in Nanaimo, check out Chris Thompson. He's a real swell guy.
Cheers. So I do want to make sure to plug Anna's show on Wednesday. Nasty Weather, you're playing at Café du Soleil this Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing that. Chelsea D.E. Johnson actually has put this one on for us. So I'm playing with Virgil Caza, Ian Badger. I can't remember the name of the other person right now. I'm so
Steven
sorry.
Steven something?
I got the poster right here.
And this is like before the tour kicks off. This is just a Nasty Weather show.
Yeah, this one's in 2 days. And it'll be my last show in the city for a while. I think I'm going to take a bit of a break from playing in the Couve.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's with Ian Badger, Steve Newton, and Virgil Caza. Which will be fun. I'm excited. I've never played at Café du Soleil before, so it'll be nice.
That's a good venue.
Yeah.
How do you feel about both of you? How do you feel about playing for people live? Like, is that something that you need to do and you want to do regularly, or is it enough to just sort of record these songs and put them out there into the world? Like, what does that live performance mean to you, and how do you like to engage with an audience?
Who wants to go first on that?
I need to play live in order to stay alive.
Yeah.
Well, what is it about it? What do you get from it?
What do I get from it? A platform to speak the truth. My truth, anyway. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think, again, what we were talking about, vulnerability earlier and power. It's great to say things that are hard to say and to have those conversations about, like, for example, when I play live, I often do a segment about just mental health and checking in on your friends and how it's okay to not be okay and stuff like that. Like, it's amazing to be able to have presence and to have a connection. And, like, when you have a 4/4 beat and people are there, and their hearts start beating at the same time as your music, that's like the most insane thing that humans can do. Like, heck yeah. Yeah. Heck yes.
So do you find that you often have like messages or things that you want to talk about outside of the songs? Like, are you talking to people a lot during your sets, or is it just strictly music?
I used to go only straight through, no banter, just because you kind of tend to lose yourself in banter, I find.
Yeah.
But now, as I am a more experienced performer, I do like to touch on issues that are near and dear to me, but not too much. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear you talk too much.
I find you really good with banter. Whenever I see you play, I'm always like, it's pretty on point.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. Yeah, for me, performing live is, the ultimate. It's what I want to be doing. Recording can feel good, just to, like, be able to have something that you can share when you're not performing, have something tangible with your work, and it's amazing to see what can come through with more production and more time on the songs. But for me, it's always been about, getting that, the exchange of energy that comes whenever I've watched, like, performers that I really admire, somebody that is putting on a really good show. It doesn't seem to me to be just about them. It's also about what they're sharing with the audience and what they're channeling. And that, to me, can't happen without, like, being in a room full of people that you're sharing that experience with. I've always, like, well before I was performing, I always had pretty strong feelings about being a good audience member. For me, I mean, everybody can do what they want, but for me, it's, like, very important that I don't use my phone right in front of the stage, and that I don't start up an unrelated conversation right in front of the stage, and that I'm there giving that energy back. And so when I, get the opportunity to be on stage on that side of the whole experience, it's something really powerful and really special, and it takes the songs that I've written and shapes them into, I think, whatever it is they're meant to be at that time.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. I definitely feel like playing live, you end up working out your songs a lot better than if you were just to stay at home and work on them.
Yeah.
Right.
They end up kind of taking their own form that they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Mm. As opposed to when you write them, I find that anyway.
Yeah, no, definitely. You don't get to stop. You just got to play through. I don't know. There's something special to it. I can't quite describe it.
So a live performance is the main event, like, where you're actually working on music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you're both incredible performers, and I feel very lucky to have, like, that you've given us your time today. We've got some time left. We've got, like, 7 minutes left. But I don't know what you want to do. Like, we could play another track, or if you want to play another live song, either one of you, or we could just chat.
I mean, yeah, I'm up for anything. I feel like we're having some pretty good chats.
Yeah. Well, let's just keep chatting then.
Okay. Or do you want to play a song?
Well, only if we could both play a song.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I could just sing along with you in the background if you want to play something. I know your song's pretty good. Or we could do Hurtin' Over You, if you were talking about that one.
Oh, yeah. Please, can we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do
and
that.
And it's off your new EP. Her new EP, Nasty Weather's new EP, with artwork by Puppy Teeth and Martin
Risley from The Entry.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a really nice package.
They did really good work. I'm so happy with it. Okay, yeah, well then, well, let's jump into this song. I used to think this song was about the person I was seeing when I wrote it, but it's actually much more about me. And I think a lot of people, and just dealing with insecurities in relationships. I don't know. You can hear the song and decide what it means to you. Do you want to come sit closer to me, sing along?
Just yell from across the room.
You can read the lyrics from the inside of the pamphlet if you want.
No, I think I'll just oohs and ahs.
Yeah, they're good. It's called Hurtin' Over You. Mm-hmm.
be the one who can. I wanna love you. Want you to be my loving friend. I wanna hold you. Hold on best that I can. But I got a way of wanting so many things. Oh, you know I just don't understand. Sugar, no, don't call it. Ain't no insecurity. Just cause every other woman's got a leg up on me. And I don't wanna be strong. If I'm strong, then soon as you know about them golden windows, won't think twice to look back when you go. And it's sad, oh, but it's funny cause it's true. Oh, them hurtful things I told myself won't save me hurting over you. Broken for the fixing, but it's got a memory that pines for the day that I can rest easy in the arms of some better way. Wanna be better than it all. Smoking mirrors that makes us all fools, but here's being human, I guess. We weren't confused, we'd have nothing to do. And it's sad, oh, but it's funny cause it's true. All them hurtful things I told myself won't save me hurting on you.
So good. Thank you so much.
Love.
That's our show. This has been Chaotic Music Meetings with the Nasty Weather and Rusty Tones. Check out their tour on Vancouver Island.
Oh, thanks so much for having us, Miles. This has been so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So heartfelt.
So many feelings.
I know.
You really brought it today. Cheers.
Thanks. So nice. Bye, all right. Everybody.
Bye.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself Monday morning.